direct from Orlando. It's blindbargains.com coverage of NFB 2016. Brought to you by Hims. Go make it happen with Go Vision, the new transportable video magnifier with optical character recognition and the ability to enlarge and customize files, photos, or videos from your cell phone, tablet, or computer. Hims. Lifestyle innovation. Now, here's Chancey Fleet.
Hello, I am here with John Olson, who is the co-founder of 3D PhotoWorks. So John, what are you bringing to show today?
Well, we're here today to support the Federation and to show the technology we've designed that converts any two-dimensional image, any painting, any drawing, any collage, or any photograph to a three-dimensional fine art tactile print that the blind and sight impaired can experience along with the sighted.
And what got you started? I know I first saw your work a couple of years ago. I remember seeing, was it Neil Armstrong's footprint on the moon?
Excellent memory.
I still remember that very vivid image, and it did feel very real, and it was a more immediate experience of tactile art than a lot of the others that I've encountered over the years. So what got you started down this road?
Well, for decades, I was a photographer. For years, I traveled the world. I photographed wars. I photographed presidents. And photography took me everywhere and allowed me to do everything. And at a point in my career, I began to think about how critical images had been to my life. And that caused me to think about what's it like for those who are blind or sight impaired. And in 2008, I sat down to develop a printing process that would allow the blind community to enjoy art and to enjoy photography as I do.
Can you tell me a little bit about the materials that you use?
Well, our process is a three-step process. The first step is we take any two-dimensional image and we convert it to three-dimensional data. Once we capture that data, we send it to a machine that digitally sculpts it from a large block of material. And once it's been digitally sculpted, we then print the image in registration onto the relief.
And do you always use kind of standard filament? What kind of material can you sculpt with?
Well, our process is not 3D printing. It is not the additive process. It's a technology we've developed, and we use a material called high-density urethane.
Okay, excellent. So what are some of the images that you brought with you for people to explore?
Well, three of the images that have been our prototype images have been the Mona Lisa, Dr. Gachet by Vincent van Gogh, and George Washington crossing the Delaware.
Oh, I remember that George Washington one as well. That's a powerful one. And so how have people been reacting? Are folks really connecting with it? Do you think there's a difference in the way that people experience the art tactilely than if they were looking at it?
Well, for the past 3 years, we've been coming to the convention here in Orlando. And by this point, hundreds and hundreds from the blind community have experienced tactile art. Many of them, when they first experienced it at our booth, had no idea that a technology existed that would allow them to create a mental picture. And what I find consistent in the 3 years we've been coming here is that the blind community is very intuitive. They immediately recognize and create a mental picture of the art that's before them.
Now, I understand that you have your work in several museums in multiple countries, right?
Well, you know, we had our international debut in February at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights. It was a wonderful exhibit, and that has launched us on a path. In the last 2 months, we've been contacted by 10 museums. Over half of them are from outside the United States. We've been contacted by museums in Austria, the Philippines, Mexico, the United Kingdom. And as museum lead times tend to be 1 to 2 years, we're now working on projects for the future. But we believe we have the opportunity to change the world for the blind community. There are 285 million blind and sight impaired worldwide. Our goal is to create a worldwide network of museums willing to serve this audience.
What did you create for that debut at the Canadian Museum for Human Rights?
The Canadian Museum for Human Rights put together an exhibition titled Sight and Scene, and it was the best works of six blind photographers. And they chose an iconic image from each photographer that they then had us create tactilely. And we also embedded sensors that, when activated by touch, provided additional information about the image.
How did those blind photographers react to touching their own photographs for the first time?
People tell us it's a life changer.
Wow. Okay, last question. What are you excited about in the next 10 years? What do you think the next wave of technology will change or accelerate? What's on the horizon that you can't do yet that you're looking forward to being able to do in the future?
Well, in 2008, after a multi-decade career as a photojournalist, I sat down one day to devise a means by which the blind community could experience art. Nearly 8 years later, we're at the point where I believe we can change the world. I'm excited about changing the world for 285 million blind and sight impaired.
Excellent. And if folks want to find out more about your company and your work, where can they go?
Please go to 3dphotoworks.com.
Excellent. And that is numeral 3, correct?
The number 3, the letter D, photoworks.com.
Fantastic. John Olson, thank you very much.
For more exclusive audio coverage, visit blindbargains.com or download the Blind Bargains app for your iOS or Android device. Blind Bargains audio coverage is presented by the AT Guys online at atguys.com. This has been another Blind Bargains audio podcast. Visit blindbargains.com for the latest deals, news, and exclusive content. This podcast may not be retransmitted, sold, or reproduced without the express written permission of AT Guys.
Copyright 2016.